this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, July 10th, 2006. Today I title the message, Seeing Remarkable Things. Brookstein's going to read the scripture text right now, a portion from Luke chapter 5, verse 19.
When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus.
We are presently pastoring a church on an interim basis, where we have been since October, when they initially invited us. Our role will conclude at the end of this month as they have elected a long-term pastor. We have sure grown to love the people, as they have been exceptionally warm-hearted and generous to us.
I'm teaching a vacation Bible school there at the church and had a ministry experience first yesterday. I was preparing to teach on the paralyzed man who was let down through the roof by his friends to see Jesus. Well, I thought it would be neat to illustrate the story by removing a piece of suspended ceiling tile to give the kids a visualization of how they might have lowered the man into the crowded room. So I got up on a chair to remove the tile. And as I was shifting the tile, a big chunk of concrete fell out and bonked me right on the upper forehead. Well, thankfully, I was not hurt, although I did let out a little scream. And really, after seeing the rock, it's pretty surprising that it didn't do some potentially serious damage.
As I read the text today, I ponder anew on it. It's been a scripture that often has brought a smile to my face as I consider it. When I preach from the text, I normally focus on the faith, friendship, resourcefulness, and persistence of the men who let the paralyzed man down through the roof. But after Brookstein's experience, I consider the event from below. The room was crowded. Surely the operation was not neat. Assume it was a thatch-type roof. Surely a lot of debris fell on people as they made the opening. I wonder if a big piece bonked anyone on the head, or if small pieces got at anyone's eyes. I wonder how those who wanted to be near Jesus reacted to the major distraction. Were they annoyed that after arriving earlier and working so hard to get into the crowded room, they were now forced to make room for the late ones? I wonder if Jesus smiled. I have also pondered on the reaction of the homeowner. I'm sure I wouldn't appreciate someone cutting a hole in my roof. But the focus of the story is on the forgiveness and healing of Jesus and the praise he received. The story ends not with concern for a roof, but with this great statement. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We have seen remarkable things today." May the Lord open our eyes today to see remarkable things. Perhaps he wants to bring us to use us to bring about some remarkable works among his creation.
Let's pray. Jesus, when I consider the zeal and creative way the paralyzed man's friends brought him to you, I'm challenged to do likewise. This man was helpless and unable to reach the healer on his own, but you healed and saved him due to the faith of his friends. They cared compassionately, and the barriers did not stop them from bringing him to his only hope. Help me to be persistent in reaching out to those whose only hope for salvation is by bringing them to you, my Savior. Give me creative ideas that will enable me to break through the barriers. Show me loving gestures that will help them know how deeply I care. Grant me a merciful heart to those who doubt, so that I might snatch them from the eternal fire of damnation. As you lay the soul of a needy individual upon my heart, may your love be seen through my faithful witness. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Brookstein, for sharing that story and allowing me to share it today. I know she was a bit embarrassed, but we learned the ministry experiences of life are what really make life colorful. And I don't think we're ever going to read that story again without recalling her experience. Well, the men in the church were quite puzzled as to why there was a piece of concrete like this on a ceiling tile. I told them they should probably check the entire ceiling to see if there are others. Well, we conjecture it might have been an extra piece on a concrete block wall. It was a chunk of mortar, actually, that had fallen on the tile, or one man thought it maybe was placed there intentionally to hold a tile down. And that's not a good idea if they did that. Well, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy to share these messages with you each weekday morning. Today, we do have a couple of pictures up on the site. We have a photo of Brooksine holding the piece of block or mortar that fell on her head. Also, this morning, I went outside and took a picture of our Rose of Sharon tree that is in full bloom right now. That's just beautiful. We also have a link to that entire text. It's found, by the way, both in Mark's account and in Luke's, and I have Luke's account if you want to click on it, and it opens up a Bible Gateway program, and you can read that. Brooksine also has a further note regarding her experience I won't read right now. It's a joy to share with you. Remember to stay faithful to Christ, and this very day, be encouraged.